Why is it that Australians are such suckers for clicking on malicious links online? Well, according to the latest Security Roundup report from Trend Micro Australia, Australia's ranked fourth in the world for users who click through to these online hazards. And it's a bit of a habit that's on the rise too. So on the line to talk us through more from the latest Security Roundup is Tim Falinski from Trend Micro Australia. G'day, Tim.
Hi, Andy.
Now, Tim, as we head towards 2016, what are some of the main concerns users should be aware of online? What's changed? What's changing? What are some of the trends?
So some of the trends that we're seeing is that, our old favourites like viruses, et cetera, are still around and malicious spam emails. But we're seeing some new things coming through. First of all, I think everyone's aware throughout last year, we saw a lot of the hackers going after what we term data dumps. Things such as like Ashley Madison and other big targets where they grab a whole series of email accounts and passwords and try and use them. The other thing that we saw last year is the rise of mobile viruses and attacks coming through. You know, in Android, we have the Stagefright one, and in iOS, we even saw the apps in the App Store get hacked and actually have security flaws inside of them. So we're seeing viruses and the way that we're getting attacks spread around. And then the final part we're seeing, which is probably more a commentary at this point of time, but something that it is definitely to be concerned, is that as we move into a world that's more internet connected, we're seeing more and more examples about additional devices being hacked, such as cars, and even some people claiming that they've been able to hack into the online Wi-Fi on side planes.
Yeah, that is a bit of a concern, I guess, because more of our devices are being plugged into the internet. Like you say, smart TVs, you know, home surveillance systems, CCTV, even I guess things like light bulbs that you can control from home. Is this a real concern? I mean, how do we ensure these devices are safe online?
Well, one of the big things that we really are trying to work towards is more common protocols against all these new devices coming in. Hmm. When you're talking PC language, we have very common protocols, be it PC or Mac, the way that they communicate and talk within themselves. But as we're adding new devices, fridges, cameras, cars even, it's what's the protocol and what system are they going to run to help secure themselves. So, you know, when you're talking about your house, what we really warn people about and tell them about is make sure that you have a very strong and secure router. Mm-hmm. And it's the router that will give access to the hackers trying to come in and take over anything inside your house or do anything malicious. And then regarding to the car manufacturers and all the rest of it, we're working on a way to, once again, that they can secure the car to be its own zone and therefore not allow that outside influence in.
So I guess what's really of more concern at the moment, as you say, is the mobile platforms. You talk about Stagefright on Android and some of those App Store hacks that have happened for the Apple App Store. Now, something that I don't think got too much attention in the media was that discovery that Siri had a potential issue there with sharing data when it or she shouldn't. What was the story there?
Well, this is just a story about Siri being a naughty girl. So what Apple came out with was a great way for us to be more reliant and more hands-free. So therefore, even inside the lock screen on your iPhone, if you mutter the word, "Hey Siri," she will respond to you and do the task that you assigned to her. Now, this is all good if you're driving in a car and you want to be hands-free. You can go, "Hey Siri, please call home," or "Please call mum," or anything else that you want to do. But if your phone's around or has been stolen and you have a third-party person say, "Hey Siri," she would actually respond to that. So therefore, it gave people without your passcode or your fingerprint to actually get into your phone a way of going around the lock screen and getting access to all your information. Now, this was only true for the phones that could actually utilize the Hey Siri function, which is mainly the 6 series. So it wasn't on the earlier models. But once again, it was something that was developed to sort of answer a need of people needing hands-free communication for when they're driving, cooking or whatever. But unfortunately, the security flaws behind it were then opened up afterwards.
Well, Apple's response to that has pretty much just been some better instructions to users, hasn't it?
Yes, or what we recommend people to do is to turn off the Hey Siri function when they're going to leave their phone lying around or whatever. But it's, once again, just one of those downsides that, you know, if you want to use the functionality, you've got to turn it on. And it's hard. You really don't want to go into your settings every time you get into the car and out of the car, etc.
Yeah. Now, let's go back to these malicious URLs, or let's not go back to actually clicking on them. But this fact that Australia is really a big target for malicious URLs, or there's lots of Australians clicking on them. What's going on there? Is it user habits? Are we being targeted, or is it a combination of both?
It really is a combination of both. So, you know, the threat is really a global one. You know, Australia aren't being targeted more or less than anywhere else in the world. Where we rank quite highly in this is due to our ability to adopt new technology. So Australians are great at online ordering. Being online ordering, we're used to reading emails and clicking. We're used to looking at Facebook and just clicking through on links. And the cyber criminals have picked up on that. So Australians are more likely to click on a malicious link purely from our desire or our fundamentals that we click on more links and we look at more things online. Mm. And it's because we see more and more of it these days that we've sort of become immune to actually think before we click. So, you know, sometimes we'll get an email, we'll see something and we'll just go down and click on it rather than actually figuring out, hey, whether that's right or wrong.
Yeah.
Like one of the big ones used to say that you've got a postage at Australia Post. So people say, hey, I've got a parcel, I've got to click on this link to see what the parcel is before even thinking whether they ordered anything.
Yeah.
And there would be a parcel there waiting for them. And by clicking on the link, what happens is you go to the website, which then delivers the malicious payload, which means that your email scanner that's trying to get rid of malicious information and viruses can't pick that up because all it is a link. And until you click on the link, you don't get the payload delivered to you. So we do recommend people that if they don't recognise what's coming for, the email's coming from, is to go to the normal website and then try and access the information. Don't click on the link that's inside the email.
I think with Australia Post, you're still more likely to get a little piece of cardboard in your letterbox than an email at this stage.
Pretty much so.
Now, cyber criminals love special occasions. And of course, as we head into Christmas, that's you know, just another big target for the year. So what are some of the best tips you can share to help everyone stay safe online this time of year?
Well, when I asked my team to what they thought about some tips, I got a list of about 40. But coming down to probably what we think are the real big key ones is,
yeah,
first of all, when you're on free Wi-Fi, whether it be at a shopping centre, just out in a cafe or whatever, don't do any e-commerce. Only ever use that for browsing. If you're going to purchase something or do some form, go to your banking website, make sure that you're either on your home network or that you're actually using 3G or 4G. It's the only way to be safe there.
Mm.
Check the emails you get and don't just click on the links because it looks like it's something exciting or there's some discount or everything else. With all of us doing more and more online purchasing, we get emails all the time and we probably get bombarded by emails these days. But just think about clicking on those links and whether or not it would really, really have been something that should have been sent to you. The other thing is when you do your online ordering, make sure that the website comes up with that SSL secure socket. So therefore you get the little golden key down in the bottom corner and the website is an HTTPS site before you do any online ordering. And finally, one of the things to do as well is the way they try and get to us eventually is to find our credit card information and put small purchases through there quite often. So just keep an eye on your credit cards every once in a while. A lot of banks now have apps that we can put on our phones. And just make sure that if you see anything that's weird, tell your bank straight away and they'll definitely be able to help you out.
And what about for anyone who's buying a new computer for Christmas for themselves or for someone else? Is there anything special they should look at there?
Oh, just remember that buying a PC, once again, is not just about the hardware. You need to look at the additional things you get. And one of the things we highly recommend people to look at is a bit of internet security software to help protect themselves.
Absolutely. All right. So for the full online security roundup, you can all click on the link below there. And Tim, a wealth of information. Thanks again for joining us on Tech Daily.
Thanks, Andy. And Merry Christmas to you and your listeners.
You too.